I guess I don't need to ask you how you're feeling right now.
Yeah, it's disappointing. But I thought we'd to almost win, I suppose, is to come within two balls. Winning was a great effort by the lads. Dan and Dorse were outstanding. We just let ourselves down probably with a few runs short first innings, and to bowl out probably a bit too quickly today, this morning as well. We'd to get bowled and lose nine in the session is disappointing too. So I think probably with the bat was where we missed out, not by huge numbers, but just 50 runs or so. And if they're having to chase 200 plus on that on the last day, I think it's very tough. But great effort by the boys today. Just probably didn't build the platform that we needed in the first day in a bit.
Dale Benkenstein last night, your coach, spoke so highly of the batting last night, and as you say, you lost 9 for 75 this morning.
Yeah, I don't really just one of those. Well, I say not one of those things. It happened first innings as well in a way, but we weren't able to get a partnership. You saw a couple of times in this game, if you could get a partnership and you got a little bit going, you started to edge the game away, and it was hard for new batters coming in. But we probably disappointed. I thought Jesse Ryder bowled pretty well, but to lose three to him in the first bit on a wicket where the spinners were probably the most threatening throughout the match was disappointing, and that would be the same for us on that first morning of the game too. So that's probably where the difference in the game was. We've come close through showing a lot the last 2 hours, but unfortunately, as I said, we didn't really give ourselves a real chance because of our batting, I suppose.
Ravi Bopara, though, in there, 48 not out, marshalling it away.
Yeah.
Did you always think he's the guy we've got to get out?
Well, I think if we'd got rid of him, I think that we were always in the game anyway, but I think certainly if we'd picked up Ravi fairly cheaply, it would have been a completely very different. I'm pretty sure we'd have come out on top.
Just towards the end there, when Ravi was playing and Mahmood and maybe even Napier, it just looked as though the wicket wasn't maybe turning and bouncing quite so much.
I don't know about that. I just think that when you've got a limited number of runs like that, it just takes someone to come in and play positively and have either play well or have a bit go their way. And Napes hit the ball sweetly for a wee bit, got a little bit of momentum. Then when Ravi decided to go, he played a couple of amazing shots really off Dan, sort of flat batted them straight. And if one of them just turns and bounces a wee bit, then you never know. But it wasn't a bee. But I don't think the wicket changed too much. Certainly, a few more runs, it would have been our game. But that's unfortunately our own fault.
Liam Dawson, Danny Briggs, as you were saying earlier, 4 wickets apiece. Did they do everything that you asked of them?
Yeah, I thought they're brilliant. Perhaps sometimes in those situations people put themselves under too much pressure to deliver, and it was only a handful of times where I felt that we were searching. Otherwise, I thought they were excellent. They haven't bowled in tandem for a while, and it was great to see. So that side of things was very bright.